Lansing Schools is a topic du jour right now, and they're working through a couple of things. Number one is the budget. Of course, this year's budget winding down. Fiscal year ends June 30, and that will wrap things up, and everything is copacetic. However, the fiscal 16 budget, that's another story, and there's a deficit operating right there. School board president, Pete Spadafore joins us now. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and hopefully you are as well. But I know you're thinking very carefully about this deficit. You had a special meeting last week of the school board. So how are you approaching it? What's the amount we're talking about here, and how are you approaching this debt?
Well, when you take a look at what we anticipate to be our pupil counts and our state aid, we've estimated pretty conservatively on both fronts because you never know how many students will enroll for sure. Mm-hmm. We hope more, but as with every other district in the state, you know, declining enrollment is a real possibility. So we look at that, and then we also look at what we anticipate the state legislature and the governor to send our way because all of our funding comes from state government. So right now there's a little bit of an uncertainty there with Proposal 1 going down, and I know today they're discussing budgets before they send them to conference committee. So we're looking at what we anticipate to be about $6.8 million in revenue shortfalls. So superintendent and her team have been working pretty much nonstop for the last few months to try and erase that deficit in the ways they can. And that comes from, you know, shifting money from how we spend it rather than coming out of our general fund, mm-hmm. coming from categorical funds. So they've actually done a number of things that have whittled that deficit down from $6.8 million to about $2.7 million. And the rest now is up to the board to kind of decide where we will make cuts, make streamlines, look for more efficiencies, layoffs if possible. We have put out a voluntary resignation incentive, so folks that are looking to retire can let us know a little early so we can budget for that. We've put that out there as a possibility, hoping to entice some folks.
Peter, have you gotten some response to that yet?
As far as I know, we've gotten some positive response. It's not been final yet. Obviously, I think there's still some time left in the notice window, okay. So we don't know for sure how that's going to look. But 2.7 is a lot of dollars. But we're hoping that by looking at restructuring some of the ways we do transportation, you know, we moved over to the Ingham Consortium last mm-hmm. year and have been very happy with that, but we do run a very expensive transportation operation. So maybe streamlining our schedules, aligning building schedules across the district so that more buses can pick up for more buildings so you're not looking at half-full buses and those types of things. And then also we spend about $12 to $13 million on substitutes and absenteeism in the district. On any given day, there's a number of staff that are ill or home or those types of things. So we're going to look at ways to bring that number down so that it's not as large.
And you work with the intermediate school district on that, right?
We work with the ISD on the substitute costs, but you know, if we can eliminate some of the need for substitutes,
sure.
Maybe,
yeah, true.
But yeah, that'll be something we're looking for too.
Peter Spadafore, board president, joining us here. But Peter, you're not looking at anything with this 2.7 right now drastic, like we need to close down a building and do whatever. You're
no,
not looking at that.
We are actually committed to the building structure we have at the moment because we do have a bond committee meeting to give us some recommendations on facilities. And this superintendent, I've never worked with a different superintendent in Lansing, but my perception is she's different than others. She's looking at the facilities question as an educational question. So do we have the facilities that meet the needs of our students from an educational perspective? If not, how do we fix that? Rather than we need to cut $1 million, how do we close a building? So that's not on our priority list right now. We are looking at putting out an RFP, a request for proposal for facilities and grounds maintenance. You know, we got a little flack last year for some lawn mowing issues. We hope to not repeat that incident this year. So maybe outsource that service to somebody who can, you know, do it full time and really concentrate on the grounds and keeping the buildings looking nice so that we can focus on in the classroom.
You mentioned the bond issue. So let's just ask you further where things stand with planning for that bond. If you had to make a prediction now, where do you see that going before the voters this committee you have together?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, that's it. So where do you see that going forward?
I see us looking at a May 2016 election. So that gives us a little under a year to really think it through. The bond committee has been meeting on a weekly basis. We've got a meeting tonight, in fact, to discuss the age of our facilities, the number of pupils that we have, and all the logistics that go into running a district. Now we've gotten into the meat of looking at what we could build, what it's going to cost, all those types of things. And the feedback from the group has been very positive. The superintendent presented her Pathways Promise plan, which is sort of a realignment of the district's academic offerings in a more coherent way. You know, they're all there already, but there's never been really a roadmap to my kid goes here for elementary school, middle school, and high school under the new themed plan. So we're putting all that together, and then we're going to look over the summer at polling, going out and talking with the community, mm-hmm. Seeing what they think. You know, we know it has to happen. This is not another. We're not doing another report. This is actually putting together a plan that we're going to have to, workshop, focus group, and sell to the community.
Well, so, I don't want to say you get one shot at this, but really when you're talking about a major bond, you don't want to overreach, you don't want to underreach, and you've been pretty methodical going into this because I think you seem to have that vibe that we have to get this right. We're not going to be like maybe another district trying 1, 2, 3 times.
Yeah, that's not acceptable for us. I don't think our voters will tolerate that. So what we're looking at is where do we find that sweet spot of mm-hmm. enough money but not too extravagant. We have to understand what the community's willingness to pay is. So we'll be looking at a number of those things. But if you take a look at like 18 districts in the region, we are the lowest millage rates when it comes to facilities. We have not really kept at par with our neighbors in terms of investment in facilities. We've been very grateful for the sinking fund, but that only helps us with repairs. It can only go so far. It's time to make a serious investment. Generations before have done it. We've got a lot of great bones to work with, but we're going to have to a little bit of facelifting, nip and tuck here and there. So.
Be careful. Just be careful you're not exhuming a few in the process. Peter Spatafor is the president of the Lansing Board of Education, joining us this morning. Again, Pete, you're looking at a May 2016 ask to the voters, and also July 1, you have to have that 2.7 come into balance for the fiscal 16 budget. All right. Pete, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Pleasure is all ours, trust me, and we appreciate his time, and we appreciate your patronage. More coming up here. We'll talk about a dream project for downtown Lansing with the game of footy. What is footy? Well, yeah, you're going to find out. That's next. Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS.